So today, congratulate yourself for choosing this journey to change your inner pain code with Sri Viral Manik. Do follow us on our Facebook page, that is Pure Energy Academy 777. You can follow Sri Viral Manik on his personal Facebook page, that is Sri Viral Manik. You can also avail our audios on www.pureenergyacademy.com. For further inquiries, you can connect to us on 902-969-1739. Welcome to this journey with Sri Viral Manik. Thank you.
Imagine you are seeing the shape of square. But when you talk about the shape square, you represent that as a rectangle. So this is a distortion. Well, this is an apparent distortion that you may not be doing, but there is a subtle distortion in the way which you perceive the reality. This becomes your another pain code, which is thought distortion. So one of the primary things about the thought distortion is all or nothing. That is your thinking process. I want you completely or I don't want you. There is no two way. There is no compromise. There is no amicability. There is no settlement in the relationship. So how do you think? If you don't love me, that means you hate me. Can you see the distortion? This is a logic that you derive in your mind automatically, even without thinking. Because this pain code is formatted and it is operative now. Likewise, there are multiple areas in your life you would act in this fashion. You deduct a logic from the premise that if you don't love me, you hate me. But there is no basis of this premise. This deduction that you have drawn is from the thought distortion. Another example. If father has abandoned me, all man will abandon me. This is a generalization. Again, this is a thought distortion. So when we deal with the reality and the situation and the people, we are subjected to this type of distortion that we feel. And you say, whatever way I feel, if this is the way, therefore it must be this way. And everybody should believe that this is only this way. Now, what is the certain way that you feel? If you feel something about a book or a movie or some experience, so you generalize and say it is because of this. And when you talk to yourself and you say that I feel guilty because of so-and-so reason, so therefore you deduct that I am not good, I am a rotten person, the another distortion, let us see, where you separate the thought and emotions. What you do is you think about the feelings So everything you talk about the feeling, but intellectually, without actually feeling the feeling. And when you're too much emotional, you're not rationalizing your thoughts. You are just feeling. And you also feel about the thinking. So you feel ki this person needs to be given a loan of 10 lakhs rupees, so I will give the loan. You rely most of your action based on the what you feel about the thinking. So here the feeling is about that the person in the need, I should help. So without thinking, you act. And there is a lot of emotional thinking goes in this. All your financial problems are in your life only because of the emotional thinking. Now you create all your desires, your wants, your buying habits is based on the emotional thinking and not the rational thinking. So these are kind of thoughts where you universalize many things. So if it is, you feel this way, you think this way, so everybody is like that, the universe is like that, the rule is like that, and everybody should behave or do things like what you feel good. So this is all about the thought distortion. Let us go on to the 11th one. Have you experienced a gallon or a bucket where you keep on pouring everything and it gets filled completely? Or have you experienced a bucket which is bottomless and you keep on pouring and the bucket is empty? This is the emptiness within you that we are going to talk about. Where you will feel a lot of apathy towards everybody. As if you are not concerned, there is no excitement, there is no motivation, there is no passion. All this is absent. Stay in the bucket, which is bottomless. The feeling of emptiness is the beginning of the depression. If you continuously feel empty over a long period of time, it is a sign of a depression, but of a lower grade. So everything and every time, whatever you do, you are there physically, but you are not in. As if you are watching the match, but you cannot associate yourself with the feeling of the spectators or what is going on in the ground. This is an outcome of emptiness. So let us understand all together in the 12th code. Thank you.